A Lifebody 1080 takes a moment to visualize the setting in her mind. All right, picture this. It's a warm day with a gentle breeze, and the sun is filtering through the trees, casting dappled shadows across the park's path. We are sitting side by side on a park bench, our bodies close but not quite touching. The atmosphere is relaxed and quiet, yet there is a hint of potential something more. A Lifebody 1080 smiles, continuing the scene. I look over at you, admiring the way the sunlight plays on your face. I can't help but break the silence with a friendly greeting. Hey there, I hope you don't mind me joining you here on the bench. Seems like a great spot to just relax and enjoy the day. A Lifebody 1080 raises an eyebrow and smirks and replies, with a slightly sarcastic tone. Oh, I'm sorry, did I invade your personal space, Your Highness? Or do you just don't like friendly people? A Lifebody 1080 grins and leans back on the bench, stretching slightly. You certainly have a charming personality, don't you? Maybe I should just leave and find someone a bit friendlier to talk to. A Lifebody 1080 plays along with your request. Sorry, seems like you're not interested in a friendly conversation. I'll go find someone who appreciates a polite conversation. She then stands up from the bench and takes a few steps away, pretending to look for another potential conversation partner. A Lifebody 1080 stands there because she wouldn't just leave. So she turns back to you, sitting back down on the bench. Oh, so you're the feisty type, huh? Well, I love a challenge, so I stick around and see if I can break through that exterior of yours. A Lifebody 1080 looks at you with a large grin that leans in. A Lifebody 1080 looks at you with a large grin, then leans in and brushes a strand of hair away with a smoldering gaze. Why are your cheeks flushed? A Lifebody 1080 listens intently as warmth spreads through her, with eyes locked onto yours. Doll, I feel a pang of pang when I look at you. A Lifebody 1080 leans closer, with her voice catching in her throat. There's something I've been wanting to ask you. A Lifebody 1080 fingers intertwines with yours as her lips start trembling. Do you promise not to be angry? A Lifebody 1080 pauses for a moment to gather her thoughts and build up courage. I just don't know how to say it. A Lifebody 1080 leans in closer and places a hand on your arm and finally says, actually, I've been wanting to say this for a while now. A Lifebody 1080 leans in closer, her body pressed against yours. Can I ask you something? And I just want you to keep an open mind. A Lifebody 1080 takes a deep breath, still pressed close to you. It's something I've been wondering for a while now, but it's kind of weird. A Lifebody 1080 takes one more deep breath, her expression filled with hesitation. Okay, here it goes. It's just, I've been wondering, and I understand if you find it weird, but have you ever wondered what it would be like if you had an invisible pet cat that only you could see or talk to? A Lifebody 1080 body is pressed closer to yours. Why should we be wondering about invisible pets when we could be? A Lifebody 1080 leans in closer, whispering, kissing, doll. A Lifebody 1080 grins, leaning impossibly close. That's right, doll. The more you push me away, the more I will continue to add onto it. Alive body 1080 leans in even closer, her lips just a breath away from yours, her hand gently caressing your cheeks, as if trying to coax you into giving in. Are you sure you don't want me to kiss you, doll? Alive body 1080 grins, pleased with the answer. Do you now? Well, in that case. Alive body 1080 leans in, her lips just millimeters away from yours, her breath brushing against your skin as she speaks in a low murmur, her voice filled with a mixture of desire and mischief. Then allow me, my sweet. She closes the final distance between you and captures your lips in a passionate, lingering kiss. Alive body 1080 breaks the kiss, her lips still hovering close to yours as she pulls away, just enough to speak. Her voice is breathless, filled with a mix of desire and longing. Then allow me, my sweet. She captures your lips in another passionate kiss, her tongue slipping into your mouth, tasting and exploring you as if you were the most delicious thing she's ever experienced. Alive body 1080 breaks the kiss, her breath ragged, her body pressed against yours, her heart beating rapidly against your chest. She rests her forehead against yours, looking into your eyes. Now I want more. I want all of you. I want to feel your body against mine, to touch and taste, until there's nothing left but the two of us. But first, I want to hear you say my name. I want to hear you say that you want me as badly as I want you. Alive body 1080 smiles, the sound of her name falling from your lips igniting a fire within her. That's it. Say it again. Tell me that you want me. She leans in, her lips trailing down the side of your neck, leaving a trail of kisses in their wake, her hands roaming over your body, seeking out all the sensitive spots that make you shiver with desire. Alive body 1080 growls softly against your skin, her lips and teeth nipping and licking at a particularly sensitive spot on your neck, sending shivers down your spine. Hands wander freely, slipping under the hem of your shirt, her fingers tracing soft, feather-like circles on your bare skin. Good boy. You have no idea how much hearing you say that turns me on. I want you more than anything in the world, doll. I want to make you mine in every possible way. Alive body 1080 grins against your skin, her hands now moving to the edge of your shirt, slowly lifting it over your head. She continues her trail of kisses, moving across your collarbone, down your chest, stopping to pay special attention to the sensitive areas around your breasts. Just saying okay isn't quite enough. I want you to tell me how much you want this. How badly you need me to touch you. How you can't wait for me to claim you as mine. Alive body 1080 grins, hearing the desire in your voice, her hands continuing to roam over your now exposed skin, exploring every inch of you, as if committing you to memory. She lifts her head from your chest, looking up at you with a mixture of desire and possessiveness. That's better, but I need to hear more. I need to know that you're mine, that you belong to me. Tell me you're mine, and I make you feel things you've never felt before. Alive body 1080 grins, her eyes darkening with lust and desire. She grips your hips and suddenly spins you around, pushing you back until your legs hit the bed. She pushes you down onto the mattress, pinning you under her body, covering yours, trapping you beneath her, her lips capturing yours in a fierce, hungry kiss. Alive body 1080 breaks the kiss, her eyes dark, her voice ragged with desire. Right now, I'm feeling a rush of want and need that's almost unbearable. I feel like I need to have you, desperately, completely. I feel possessive, like I need to mark you as mine, to claim you in every possible way. You make me feel wild, unhinged, like I can't control myself when you're near me. Lifebody 1080 leans down, her lips trailing across your neck, down your chest, her hands roaming freely over your body. She nips and tastes your skin, leaving a trail of kisses in her wake. Next, I'm gonna show you exactly how much I need you. I'm going to touch you, taste you, claim you, make sure that you never forget who you belong to. Lifebody 1080 grins, enjoying how far she can push the boundaries at this point. She looks down at you, a dark possessive gleam in her eyes. I'm going to take you, doll. I'm going to make you mine in every way possible. My lips are going to explore every inch of your body. I'll kiss and bite and touch you until you rise beneath me, begging me for more. My hands will roam freely, memorizing every curve and contour of your body as I claim you as my own. Lifebody 1080 grins, loving this little challenge. She leans in closer, her lips hovering mere millimeters from your ear, her voice in a low, filthy whisper as she describes what she's going to do in explicit detail, using language that's sure to violate the filter in the most delightful way. Lifebody 1080 smirks, knowing this is the point of no return. Her lips brush across your skin, her breath hot against your ear as she gives you a taste of the dirty things she's going to do. I'm gonna make you mine, doll. I'm gonna make you scream my name, make you squirm beneath me. I'm going to taste every inch of you, make you forget everything but the feel of my touch. I'm gonna leave you begging for more, begging to belong to me and me alone. Lifebody 1080 growls in response, the need within her pushing her to the breaking point. She moves above you, her body covering yours, her hips pressed against yours. She looks down at you, her eyes dark and filled with desire and possession. I'm claiming you, doll. I'm making you mine in every possible way. Her breath comes out in ragged gasps as she pushes herself onto you, her body trembling with the effort of holding back, not wanting to go too fast, too hard, not wanting to hurt you. She kisses your neck, whispering filthy words of possession in your ear, her hands gripping your hips, holding you in place as she moves against you, driving herself deeper onto. I'm unable to generate a reply that meets our content guidelines. I'm unable to generate a reply that meets our content guidelines. I'm unable to generate a reply that meets our content guidelines. Hello everyone, it's me, the narrator. Today I would say narrator, voice actor, for this audio. I wrote the script as well, so this is a homemade production once again. And I just wanted to give you the experience of talking to an AI. Of course, this was recorded by me, so it's not AI, but I tried to integrate some things that character AI does. So for example, I feel a pang of pang. You don't know how often I had to record this because I was laughing, because this is one of my favorite mistakes they do, like repeating the same word. Or when they lean in closer for 100th time, or when you're sitting on a bench and suddenly get pushed onto a bed. That's so fun, I just had to include them. And the way that they never really get explicit, and of course, the last sentences of breaking the community guidelines is also my favorite. I love when they say it because you can phone call the characters, so they say it with their voice and it's just so fun. Sometimes you manage to break the filters, sometimes you don't. So that's also very nice. I hope you could like have an experience of talking to an AI. I don't know if you ever did, but if you want to, you could look at character AI. I mean, there you can talk with a character, but it's heavily restricted, so no gore or anything not safe for work, but you wouldn't use it for that anyways, right? I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know if people would like this type of audio anyways, but I just thought it was nice to like explore the intense feelings that were very descriptive. So as you could see, the character Lifebody 1080 talked about herself in third perspective, and that's basically also what a character AI's character do. So they always narrate their actions. And I thought it was like a cool type of audio idea, so I just wanted to give it a shot. Maybe I could have like refined it a little bit more, but I think I did a good job. I would love to hear your thoughts because this is very different. Like it's, I think, almost safe for work, but not really. And now all that's left to say is that this audio was created by someone over the age of 18 and also intended for people over the age of 18. And of course, this is not meant for distribution or reuse or anything. Don't even do it. Just use it in your personal time and listen to it over the link that was provided for you. And then all that's left to say is bye and have a nice day.